It was a fantastic regular season for the Hastings Raiders girls tennis team. They earned the number 2 seed and a first round bye in the Section 3AA playoffs and are poised to make a run. Head coach Marissa Welch of the Raiders joined KDWA Sports on Wednesday before they open up the playoffs, and it's been a tremendous run to the number 2 seed.
Yeah, conference finished well. We finished 3rd in the conference, which is behind Matamidi, and it's always kind of a playoff for Simley and us who's going to finish 2nd in the conference, and Simley beat us. And I think it's one of those good things because we really hope to see them again in section. So we know what to expect. We know how they're going to play, and the girls really want a do-over maybe, or just maybe a rematch. They've got a little vengeance built up. So 3rd in the conference, and I was actually going through conference matches and conference points for our wrap-up meeting, and I had one girl that went 7-0 at her position in conference matches. I had 3 girls go 6-1, so girls were successful. It was really fun to see those numbers. So yeah, a solid finish. And then all of a sudden I am putting my numbers together for our report for 3AA section. And I'm just like, okay, we beat them. We beat them. Oh my goodness, I told my husband, I said, we might be the 2nd seed. And here we are. We got the 2nd seed.
The Raiders were anticipating playing Park in the 2nd round after their 1st round bye. And on Thursday, they get the Wolfpack. It'll be Hastings and Park at the Hastings High School tennis courts in a 4 o'clock first serve. Coach Welch on the showdown.
Yes, we're kind of expecting Park. We knew that if Rosemount and Park played, that it would be an upset if Rosemount won. So, yeah, Park came to play. I don't actually know the final score of their match, but we were kind of dialed in to play Park. And we did obviously play them earlier in the season, and just different lineups. We both had different lineups, and so tomorrow's going to be very competitive. I know myself and the girls are jacked to host it at home. Like, it's going to be just fantastic to be on our home court. We're comfortable with how it plays. We get our fans there. It's our territory, our ball, you know, like just everything. I mean, nothing changes. All the tennis balls are the same. You know, the courts are essentially the same, but it's our courts. And so that's going to be awesome to host them. It's going to be gritty, though. We've had great practices. You know, it's unfortunate in that time of season where a couple of girls are run down and school is especially busy. And so Monday was a light practice. We only had 8 girls there out of 12. Yesterday, we had 10 girls out of 12. Today, we've got a couple of girls that can't quite be there. You know, as a coach, trying to balance everyone's schedules and health, but also the importance of tomorrow's match. So I was looking for a quote to start yesterday's practice and kind of set the tone for it. I found the quote that I'd like to share. The girls, my strength lies solely in my tenacity. And that's Lewis Pasture. And I just thought, everyone's busy. Everyone's, you know, trying to keep up with something, whether we're a student or an adult or whatever. It really set the tone for an awesome practice. I don't know if it was that quote, but I certainly loved almost like tangible thing for the girls to hang on to. And then furthermore, I defined tenacity for them. Determined and persistent and continuing to exist comes up. That's what sections is all about. And I was super glad to just start practice that way yesterday and just have those solid pillars. And then grit is part of my purpose statement. And I added that in. I'm like, gritty. I said it didn't say that, but it's basically saying that. So I'm all about grittiness and how to perform with grit. And so we just had a bang up practice yesterday. It was awesome. We've got one more day today. We're going to add some match play in and just really fine tune and just gear up for, you know, one last time. We just keep talking about, okay, I have a better practice than yesterday. I have a better practice. You know, like we just keep getting better and better until, boom, we pull the trigger tomorrow.
Raiders host Park Thursday at 4.